This week, students at the University of Wisconsin are on spring break. And if one state representative has his way, this will be the last spring break the students will have access to the morning after pill, also known as emergency contraception. Wisconsin Representative Daniel Lemahieu has authorized a bill that would prohibit the University of Wisconsin health officials from providing the prescription. Brian Garcia has the story.
The controversy started last week when University Health Services at the University of Wisconsin-Madison ran a series of ads in campus newspapers on health-related topics of concern to spring breakers. The ads encouraged students to drink responsibly, limit sun exposure, practice safe sex, and included information regarding the availability of emergency contraception. Representative Lemahieu says that by placing this ad, the university was promoting promiscuity by advertising emergency contraception.
The message that they're sending to these females is not the right message. I think we can do better. The message you need to send our young people is that there isn't such a thing as safe sex, period. That abstinence prior to marriage is the proper route to take.
As a result of the ads, Lemahieu drafted a bill to prohibit the university from providing emergency contraception. Dr. Scott Speer is the Director of Clinical Services for University Health Services at UW-Madison. Speer says that emergency contraception should not be taken as the primary method of birth control, but it does play a critical role in preventing unintended pregnancies when other methods fail. Speer says the proposed bill is troubling.
Well, I think it's a very dangerous precedent because it's really coming between a woman and her clinician in terms of making the best decision for her health. I think most people agree that the government and legislators have no business getting into that kind of a situation. These kind of laws suppose that the government somehow knows better than the woman and her healthcare provider.
While Lemahieu insists the bill specifically targets emergency contraception, not regular birth control, Lisa Boyce, Vice President of Public Affairs for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, is not so sure. Boyce says the wording of the bill is sufficiently vague so that it could potentially restrict the prescription of regular birth control as well. Even if the bill only bans emergency contraception,
that is equally egregious because so many women rely on emergency contraception in the incidence of condom failure or if they forget to take a pill or in the case of sexual assault. I think it's important for people to remember that birth control has been legal for over 40 years, and this bill drags Wisconsin back into the dark ages.
The bill is currently shopping for co-sponsors in the state assembly, and a vote is several months away. If enacted, the bill could potentially affect over 50,000 women at University of Wisconsin campuses across the state. In Madison, Wisconsin, this is Brian Garcia reporting for Free Speech Radio News.